It rained hard Saturday morning in Madras, but Jacoby Ellsbury deserved a clean ride. So, Barb Machete warmed up for the parade by wiping puddle splashes from her deep red Corvette convertible. She remembers when little Jacoby had a different kind of ride.
He used to work with his dad down in Forest Street, and they'd bring him over for lunch, and he'd ride his little tricycle down the hallways.
A sea of red shirts, many worn by kids with Ellsbury's number 46 on the back, lined the 7-block parade route. Orlando Stevens is one of the coaches for the Warm Springs Reds. The Little League rookie team of 7 to 9-year-olds rode on a straw bale-lined flatbed.
We thought we'd put a float in the parade here, so because they all wanted to be just like Jacoby doing practice and games.
Even those not signed up to be in the parade spilled onto the streets as Ellsbury perched on the back of the convertible. They converged on the high school gym. There, the young outfielder marveled at the atmosphere.
This is a dream come true. The parade in Boston was amazing, but this was even better. This is
Through speeches from dignitaries and political figures, the occasional, "We love you, Jacoby," was yelled from the bleachers. Amid the music and noise and amazement that someone from this high school was a big league star, just retired athletic director Margaret Sturza said it was, well, like nothing she's seen before.
Playoffs, you know, we had lots of pep rallies. None compared to this. In fact, they don't all add up to this. This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to Madras High School.
For KLCC News, I'm Mike Van Meter in Madras.